Lord, let me stand my faith on heaven, table and a higher plane that I found. Lord, plant my feet on high your ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fear dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand my faith on heaven, table and a higher plane that I found. Lord, plant my feet on high your ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith is caught that joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up, Lord, let me stand my faith on heaven, tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand my faith on heaven, tableland, a higher plane than I found. Lord, plant my feet on high your ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a glimpse of glory bright. But still I pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand my faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I found. Lord, plant my feet on high. Lord, lift me up. Lord, let me stand my faith on heaven, tableland, a higher plane than I found. Lord, plant my feet on high your ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven, tableland, a higher plane than I found. Lord, plant my feet on high your ground. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. I want to go higher, don't you? Climb higher, dig deeper, get stronger. Praise God. Job chapter 22. Job chapter 22 and verse 29. Job chapter 22 and verse 29. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up. And he shall save the humble person. Amen. Would you stand and pray that God help us right now? Amen. God in heaven, have mercy on us. Help us, Lord, for a few minutes here. God, that we might be help to somebody. We'll praise you for it. Every good thing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Somebody said one thing the discovery of the North Pole revealed is that actually nobody is sitting on top of the world. Huh? Amen. We all need lifting up. If you don't need it, you really need it. Praise God. If you don't feel your need for it, you will. But thanks be to God, there is lifting up. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. There is lifting up. When you feel like nobody loves you, you need to read your Bible and listen to what the Lord's got to say. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Amen. Your Father loved and Son loved. And Jesus said, I and my Father will come and take up our abode with you. Praise God when I send you this other Comforter, your Holy Ghost love. He said he'd teach you all things. You have to really love somebody to teach them everything. Praise God. And he said he loved us so much he'd come live with us. I love you, Brother Collins, but I don't want to live with you. You don't want me to live with you either. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, we really love one another. I know he loves me. And I love him, but I don't want to live with him. But the Lord loves us so much, he said, we'll come live with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Praise the Lord. Brother Tommy Tolliver out in Sand Springs, Oklahoma, was out rounding up cattle with his boys, maybe his brother. And those horses that they ride, they're so agile. They can cut so quickly, and they accelerate so rapidly. That's why they use them. If a cow or a calf or something runs out of the herd, they can cut so fast and run so fast, they'd be out in front of it and run it right back in. And he'd already broken the stirrup on the right side because that thing cut so fast, put so much pressure on it when it sling him over to that side. So he's naturally leaning to the left. And then he thought that the horse was going to cut to the right, so he leaned to the left even more to keep his balance. And at the last second, they're coming to a tree, and the horse is running a pretty good rate of speed. At the last second, a calf ran out on the right side of the herd, and that horse cut to the right instead of cutting to the left. And Brother Tommy's almost horizontal with the ground. He's straight out when they hit that tree. And that tree hit him right in the chest, and it caved his chest in. It put his ribs, broke them, put one of them through his lung, and he went to the house. They carried him in and set him in his chair beside the front door, a little divider. And he's over on the other side of that little divider right here in the living room. And he stayed there for hours, hours and hours, all bent over. Every time he moved, he felt like he was going to die. And he probably would have. But he sat there and they called the preachers. And they called the people. And preachers came and prayed. And people came and prayed. And I don't know, maybe he sat there all night. Maybe way up in the next day. And he said death came. Death came to get him. And he's all bent over. And every time he tries to move, he knows he's going to die. But then even slumped over like that, after a while, darkness began to close in upon him. And he said, this is it. I'm dying. Well, he said, just about time that death came in and darkness came in. He turned his head and looked over. He saw something. And he turned his head and looked over toward the door there that came out of the dining room, over on the other end of that great room, if you will. And a being of light came through that door. And it walked over in front of him. And it reached out and touched him on the head. Praise God. And death had to go. And darkness had to go. And the Lord of life and light raised him up. Praise God. And he was well. And he was healthy. And he was able to go back to his church and preach and tell how the Lord how the Lord of life can overcome death, and how the Lord of light can overcome darkness. And he said, you may be cast down, but there is lifting up. Praise God. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise God. God's a lifter up of our head. Hallelujah. He's big enough to do the job if you'll just let him. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. Old big brother Sylvester Carpenter up there at our church a few years back, he got the singing. He got the shouting. He got the dancing in the spirit. He was clapping them hands. I mean, it's sighting the world. The whole platform moves when Brother Sylvester Carpenter gets in. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he got this anointed covered up with the Holy Ghost. That rejoicing just bubbling over. And he said, he stopped all of a sudden. He said, where are you now, devil, when I need you? Praise God. I know we don't ever need the devil, but I'm with Brother Carton today. There's times when I sort of wish he'd come around because I feel the power of God enough. I know he can't do nothing with me, and there's things I'd like to do with him. Huh? Praise God, they that contend with thee, they shall war, they that war against thee, they shall be as nothing, they shall perish, they shall be as a thing of naught. Thou shalt seek for them and shalt not find them. Praise God, we don't need to tremble when the devil comes around. He needs to tremble when we come around. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, I will say of Jehovah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feather. Well, I never do read that without thinking about those two sisters. That those two old mean men pulled up beside her at that signal light and just talked awful to them. Told them what all he's going to do to them. And the light turned green. They took off. And they got out there in the country a little bit maybe. And those men pulled up beside them in their vehicle and slammed right in the side of their van. Knocked them off the highway. Went careening out through there and came to a stop. And the old van won't start. And it's tore up. And they don't know what in the world they're going to do. And looked in the mirror. And here come those two men. God, and they got to praying, and the Holy Ghost got to moving, and they got so happy. One of them jumped right out of the van, took off a shouting and a leaping for joy, a praising God, and a hollering over and over, I'm covered with feathers. I'm covered with feathers. The other men said, we got to get out of here. There's something strange about these men. They're crazy. Oh, they got a spirit. Praise God, they sure did. Hallelujah. It was the one that brought the worlds into existence. Hey, man, it's the one brought Jesus out of the tomb. I tell you, when men are cast down, when you're in the awfulest trouble you ever been in your life, praise God, then thou shalt say, everybody ought to be a saying, don't you worry about it. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. And the Lord's going to give me light in my darkness. Praise God, there he is lifting up. Hallelujah. I believe it's Brother Terry Johnson. Brother Collins, no doubt, knows a whole lot more about this than I do. That state patrol had his arm around him. Said, describe your sons to me. Tell me how old they are. He said, my son Christopher is 16. Blonde hair, about so tall. My son Jeremy is 10 years of age, darker hair. That patrolman said, oh, I got bad news for you. Sad, sad, sad news. Said, your boy Christopher's on the helicopter being airlifted to the hospital, critical condition. Your son Chris, your son Jeremy, he didn't make it. And Brother Johnson said, I just lost every ounce of strength in my body. Just sank down in the ditch. But there's two young ladies that knew them well, approached the scene of that accident a short time after it occurred. Melody Green and Jenny Hall. Brother Richard Green's daughter and Brother Junior Hall's daughter, both of them about 16, 17. And not hallucination, what they actually saw. Because no two people ever hallucinate and see the same thing. It's an individual thing in your own individual mind. But both of them saw that boy, that 10-year-old boy. They recognized the car, and they recognized that this was who they thought it was, and they saw that boy out by the car dancing with all his might. He's the one the state patrol said didn't make it. I feel like he did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I said, wouldn't you dance if you were looking right into heaven and know you're going to be there any second? I believe I would. Praise God. His little 10-year-old body's still in the back seat. It's gone. I mean, the life is gone from it. He's killed in that automobile accident as far as the world's concerned. But two young ladies both witnessed the same thing. He's out there by the car dancing with all his might. They said, well, at least Jeremy didn't get hurt. Well, Brother Terry said, I fell down on the ground. But I looked up through it to heaven. I looked up toward heaven through my tears. And I saw a rainbow. My tears made a prism. And I saw a rainbow. And I heard him testify. Brother Collins, he said, lying there in that ditch, I could feel God lifting me up. I could feel God giving me strength. When God gives, He lifts you up. And even when He takes away, you tell everybody you know they're still lifting up. Praise God. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer it of these that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. Oh, lift me up. Have mercy on me, Jehovah. The one that liftest me up from the gates of death. I don't care how low you cast down. There is lifting up. Hey, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Praise God. You pray for me here. I got to hurry. I know I don't have much time, but I'd like to say what God wants me to say. Praise God. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call 911. No, that's not what it said. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord will do what? Raise him up. I don't care how sick you are, when they're just as sick as they can be and they're feeling cast down and they feel like they can't go any lower, then you're supposed to tell them there is lifting up. A prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise him up. If he committed any sin, they shall be forgiven him. Now here, verse 16, I don't know how many times I've read this. I've preached it a few times right here lately, but all the other times I read it, I never did catch it. Now you may have had it all the time, but it blessed my heart. Confess your faults. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Healed of what? Faults. God, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Glory to God. Pray for me, brother. God can heal folks. As many as I got, I need a lot of prayer. But I'm not getting too downhearted about it, because they're lifting up. Praise God. Lord, lift me up and let me stand my faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I've ever found. Oh, God, plant my feet on higher ground. Praise God. Let's climb a little higher. Let's dig a little deeper. Let's get a little stronger. Let's go a little farther than men are cast down. Let's all say, there is lifting up. Path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more until the perfect day. Brighter and brighter. The righteous also shall hold on his way. He that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Brighter and brighter and stronger and stronger. From faith to faith. From glory to glory. Hallelujah. Grace for grace. Hallelujah. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. See, the Lord can cleanse you from faults. He can heal your faults. Even the ones you don't know you have. And plus all the ones you do know you have. Praise God. What a wonderful Lord. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. If they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. We need to stick together, brother. I need you. Praise God. You may not think about that very often, but I need you. I have an awful time trying to make it without you. I believe Ben Franklin said when they were working on the Declaration of Independence, think about that great revolution. He said, gentlemen, we must hang together, or we will definitely hang individually. Huh? Praise God. There are enough people against us, we don't need to be against each other. Huh? Praise God. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. The patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him and delivered him out of his affliction. Nehemiah 8 and 6 says, Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all. I'd like to see one of them all meetings, wouldn't you? That'd be great. And all the people answered, amen, amen, double amen, with lifting up of their hands. Nehemiah blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up of their hands. Lord, I cry unto thee, make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Y'all know what time it is, don't you? It's evening. Huh? Lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My prayer set before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up of their hands. Paul said, I would that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting, and lifting up your hands as the evening sacrifice. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up of their hands. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. Lift up your heart with your hands unto God in the heavens. Say, Lord, here's my heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Then let me lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. Let me lift up my heart with my hands. Let me lift up my hands as the evening sacrifice. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up of their hands. Can you lift up your hand and say Amen? I went to South Carolina and preached for a former Church of God pastor. He often church, riding down the road, working on the church house, anything. Often he'd say, Amen to God. And I'd say, oh, what is that? Amen to God. And he introduced me to another man who used to pastor the Church of God. And I preached a meeting for him. He said Amen to God a whole lot more than the first pastor did. I got to think about that. Well, who in the world could you amen? That'd be any more worthy of amen. Ezra blessed the Lord. Ezra blessed Jehovah, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up of their hand. Praise God as an evening sacrifice. Praise God. Be ye lift up. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory will come in. Amen. Do you want to say to God, so be it? Do you want to say to God, have your way, Lord. Not your will, not my will. Your will be done. Your way is perfect. Your will is perfect. Your thoughts are high above my thoughts as the heavens are above the earth. Your ways is high above my way as the heavens are above the earth. I'm just going to say amen to God. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up of their hands. Glory to God. Don't you love the way the Bible said it? Don't you love the way God did it? Don't you love the way the holiness preacher preaches it? Lift up your soul unto Jehovah. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Hey, he delivered me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. I'll lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. Praise God. Don't look down. Look up. Praise God. When you are cast down, say, Lord, you said they're lifting up. Praise God. And when you see somebody that's cast down, tell them there is lifting up. Huh? Lord God. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds feet. Well, I don't see why you really have to have hinds feet if you're on a perfect way. Hinds feet's for an old rough trail, an old rocky place, a steep place, a narrow place. Hinds feet track. They don't have to worry about what they're going to do with their back feet. All they got to do is worry about what they're going to do with their front feet. When they get the front feet in the right place, the back feet just go exactly where they were before they moved them. Huh? Jesus said he's our example that we should walk in his footsteps. Praise God. And he gave us hind feet that track we ought to be able to walk in. Huh? The way is perfect, and he gave us hind feet. That ought to be enough, but that's not all he said about it. He said he maketh my feet like hind feet. He maketh my way perfect. And number two, he maketh my feet like hind feet. And if I still can't make it, he said, and he setteth me upon the high places. Praise God, you got a perfect way, and you got hinds feet, and if you still can't make it, he'll just reach down and get a hold of it and set you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody thank God for lifting up. There is lifting up. Behold, I go forward, but he's not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he worketh, where he doth work. But I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Brother Benny preached on, I shall come forth. Brother Lendell Birdsong preached on, there's a coming out place. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Not walk in it, stay. Walk through it, come out. I loved what that old black sister said. Said, these things come to pass. The good book says these things come to pass. Thank God, they come to pass. They don't come to stay, they come to pass. Huh? These things come, but they don't come to stay, they come to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, there's a little girl, they asked her to quote the 23rd Psalm, the first verse anyway, and she said, the Lord is my shepherd, that's all I want. Don't you like that? Amen. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling. Praise God. Another little boy is quoting out the 8th chapter there of Romans. And he said, if God be for us, the devil's up against it. Hallelujah. Don't you like that? Praise God. I said, the Lord's my shepherd. That's all I want. And if God be for us, the devil's up against it. And when men are cast down, then shalt thou say, there is lifting up. You can't live it. Don't care who you are, you can't live it. You can't make it. You can't take it. God knows it. Devil knows it. You know it. Don't let any of that get you down. Don't even let it start to get you down. God said there's lifting up. You don't have to make it. Jesus already did. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said he'd never leave us, never forsake us. He's our help. He's our hope. He's our refuge. He's our strength. He's our song in the night. Praise God. He's our constant companion. Sticker closer than a brother. Greater love hath no man. Hallelujah. Old devil, he's come. He say, who do you think you are? I said, well, I don't really think that much either. I thought you looked like to me. You look like a bunch of nothing. I said, well, you're right, Mr. Devil. That's what I am. I don't think you can do anything, no. I can't. Jesus said without him, I'd do nothing. Huh? You don't look like you know much to me. You're right. I don't know. I know very little. Well, what makes you think that I can't just take a hold of you and drag you through the mire just like I used to? Well, it's my friend here. He's holding my right hand. Have you not looked at him? Oh, I don't want to talk to you no more. You're another one of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad that I can say. He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And Jesus saw her, and he called her to him, said, woman, here's a bag of pills. You take one of these four times a day, and come back and see me 2 weeks. That'll be $75, please. And when you come back 2 weeks, I'll give you three bags. You take one of them every 4 hours. If that don't make you sick enough, you'll probably be back, and I'll give you 8 or 10 bags. And you take all them, you wind up in the hospital, and we'll cut you every which way we can. We'll do everything in the world we think of doing, give you every kind of test, put you through all the torture we can dream up. And after you have nothing, absolutely, if your insurance runs out and you sell your home, your furniture, everything else, then you just be on your own. That's not what he said, was he? Glory to God. Behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. But when Jesus saw her, he called her unto him, said unto her, woman, there is lifting up, and you're looking at it right now. He said, you're loosed from your infirmity, and immediately she was made straight. That's what he does to everybody he touches. It don't matter how crooked you are, when the Lord gets a hold of you, he'll always make you straight, put you on straight street. Brother Ben and Sister Oakley Shaw sing that song, I'm glad I moved from Crooked Street to Glory Avenue.
There's a little spider, half inch in diameter, brown in color. Appendages or growths whatsoever, but he can swim like a fish. And he looks like a spider. And he swims down under the water, and weaves, stretches a web from rock to rock, keeps doing that. He gets it just the way he wants it. Then he goes up top of the water and he wraps his abdomen around an air bubble, brings it down and puts it under that web. And there he is, lifting up. Amen. He goes back up to the surface. I mean, there's death all around him, but he's got a source of life up higher. And he goes back up there to the top and gets another air bubble. Keeps putting them under there till he's got a little miniature diving bell down in that water. And then he spins him a web across the bottom of it, and makes him a floor, and climbs up in his house. And it's full of life. There's death all around him, but he's got a house full of life. He's in the water, but he's not of the water. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there's air, and there's oxygen all around him. Hallelujah. I said, when men are cast down, then you go tell them, there's lifting up. There is lifting up. Hallelujah. 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 The physicists say, and the aeronautical engineers, again, they all say, bumblebees can't fly. Their wings are too small and their body is too heavy. But if bumblebees could talk, they'd tell you there is lifting up. Huh? Praise God, when you see him out there and you're looking at him, you can't keep your eye on him. He's so fast you can look right at him. Try to watch him just a second or two. He's gone. You still don't know where he is. Praise God. I don't look like much of flying material either. I can't even jump very high. I'm short and heavy. I'm 5'7", or was when I was younger. I may be shorter than that now. Praise God, I weigh about 215 pounds. And I said I can't jump very high. And high as I can jump, I can't stay up there no time. I just come right straight back down. I don't have a sign of a wing. Don't have any wings at all. Glory be to God. Oh, the Bible said that David said, by my God, I leaped over a wall. They said those walls were some 30 feet high, 35 feet high, some 65 feet high. And the psalmist said again, he shall bear thee, the angels of the Lord, bear thee up in their hands, in their wings. They'll bear you up, praise God, lest you dash your foot against the stone. I don't believe David ever got a stone bruise when he leaped over a wall. I believe God gave him just as good a landing as he did a takeoff. And David went high. God bless your heart. There can't nobody jump 35 feet high, much less 65 feet high. I said David went high. Oh, but I read about Brother Stephen. He went a lot higher. Glory to God. I read about Brother Enoch, and he went a lot higher. I read about Brother Elijah, and he went a lot higher. And I'm planning on going just as high as they did. Praise God, I'm going past the stars, the moon and the planets. I'm going to cross that milky white way. These astronomers and cosmologists say that the farthest reaches of the known universe are 26,000 million light years, traveling 186,000 miles every second. Take you 26 billion years to get there. I'm planning on getting there in about nothing flat. Come on, church, help me here just a minute. I'll be like preaching a couple more minutes. Glory to God. That boy said he built an electromagnetic fusion containment rocket engine that was powered by atomic fusion. Atomic fusion is the little atomic bomb. Atomic fusion is the hydrogen bomb. And he said with a strong electromagnetic field, he contained that and built a little rocket about the size of a watermelon. And he said, I got out there and wanted to see my rocket take off. He said, I know this thing is fast. And he said, I'm eyeing that thing. I'm looking at it very intently and carefully. And he said, all of a sudden, it's gone. And I didn't see it. He's looking right straight at it, just as carefully and intently as it can. All of a sudden, it's not there. He didn't see it take off. It's too great an accelerator to see it take off. It's too fast. Oh, the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. He said, tell it about that there. Glory to God. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. You can't fly. You can't fly either, can you? There he is, lifting up. Glory to God. Somebody said that word rapture is not the Bible. Catching way is. Glory to God. Caught up is. You call it whatever you want to call it. I mean, hallelujah, not in the Bible either. I'm going to say it if I feel like it. Yeah, actually, Bible's not in the Bible. Glory to God, I'm going to say that too if I feel like it. Glory to God. God bless your heart. Somebody's looking for the Antichrist. Somebody's watching for the mark of the beast. I'm looking for Jesus Christ. I'm looking for that catching away. Hey, great God in heaven. Oh, feel the power that lifted Jesus up from the tomb and put him up in a glorified body. Praise God, and death had no more reign. Death had no more power. It was not possible that he could be holding. And it's not possible that I can be holding either. How many is going to heaven? Praise God, how many is going on the first load? Oh, God. Amen. In my robe of white, I'll fly away. In that great triumphant morning, we'll work till Jesus comes and then be gathered home. When the roll is called up yonder, we'll be filled with joy and wonder when we see that blood washed number. Some from every tribe and nation shall be there. Can't feel at home in this world anymore. Getting ready to leave this world. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. I'm going to be moving one of these days. Hallelujah. What about it? You feel that lifting up? I was over at the Baptist church singing over in behind the piano. Got singing Amazing Grace. I've been fasting through a few days. When I walked up there, my legs was trembling. I said, Lord, help me. I don't want to fall down in the church house. God sang an Amazing Grace. I was all the way out in the middle of the floor before I knew what happened. Glory to God. I didn't feel a bit weary. I didn't feel a bit weak. I felt strong. I felt like I weighed 400 or 500 pounds when I went up there with my legs a-shaking. I was out there in the middle of that floor. Felt like I didn't hardly weigh anything. I could feel that lifting up. Y'all feel that spirit? Why don't you lift your hand and say amen. Amen. Glory to God. He's coming soon. There's no doubt. I'm going to leave this old world with a shout. Brother Carl Dealey sang it right here many times. On that great getting up morning. Fare thee well. Fare thee well. Nothing can hold me here. I'm headed home. I'll fly away. Oh, glory. When I die, hallelujah. That's the best line in the whole song, as far as I'm concerned. When I die, hallelujah. As long as I'm alive, hallelujah. When I die, you talk about hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Collins, I'm looking for the post of the door to move. At the voice of him that cried.
And me be the one that's crying. And the whole house be filled with smoke. Praise God. Stand if you will. If you feel like it, lift your hand. Say thank you, Jesus.